This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hello, it's Johnny B here.
Johnny B, everything good in there, buddy?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Over here at the Granite Towers.
The Granite Tower. That's it. All right, my friend. Well, let's go down Venice Way now. Let's have a chat with old Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Mike, good morning. What's going on, bud?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I can get back over there this morning. I hadn't looked at the radar since I was just getting up by the time you called, so trying to get back over there, but I'm just concerned about that weather that was come through here last night. I don't know if it's cleared out yet or not.
Yeah, it's Louisiana's clean this morning all the way.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple little tiny light showers along just above I-10 around Mauriceville, and that's about it.
Well,
looks like smooth sailing down 10.
Cool. I'm headed that way then.
Well, if there's such a thing as smooth sailing on 10.
Oh, I
see. You know what I mean?
Who knows about that?
Yes, sir.
Now, man, boy, it got a little hairy around here yesterday, huh?
Ooh, I'm telling you, man, that I was a little nervous when that first wave came through. These huge raindrops started out, and I said, man, look how big those drops are. And then,
yep,
man, it got real heavy and real gusty, you know, like 40, 50 mile an hour winds, and then it got dead calm in the middle of that. I'm going, that's not good. And then that's when the real wind showed up. We had to have gusts up to 70 at times.
Really?
And most of the time it looked like 40, 50 miles an hour, and then you get those big gusts in between. And pecan trees were kissing the ground, man.
Well, speaking of pecan trees, you got any pecans?
Yeah, I got pecans. If the squirrels will quit topping them, they're building nests with those tops with the pecans on them. Mm. And they're just trashing my yard. I got to get you and Tex over to my house and just thin them on out.
Well, we can do it. There's a few days left in May. It's open right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're nasty.
Mm. Hey,
three rats.
My trees, none of us down there in Venice, none of our trees make pecans this year. Not a single pecan on my trees. And I
crazy.
Got two huge ones. That's crazy. So, I don't know. It's just Mother Nature, I guess. But, no, I just enjoyed my Memorial Day weekend and had a great time with family and kids. Got to do a little fishing up there and checked on all the, you know, Big Ice Creek got in his, back in his bottom, and the white birds was all over that, all over them drains of his and stuff. And I said, man, fish got to be in there. And went down there and checked on them. And there's a lot of shad in there, but there just wasn't much fish in there. So, a few alligators, Leafy bullfrog survived it. They were still there. That was a good thing. So. Other than that, that's about all shaking. Like I said, I get back over and get back to fishing Saturday and get back in that old groove. So I talked to a couple of my buddies over there, and it was kind of a wash all weekend over there, too. So wind was a big thing, but they had a lot of rain down around off that boot over the weekend. So I kept checking radar Saturday and Sunday over there, and it didn't look good. So I don't know how all them snapper fishermen fared over there this weekend.
They paid the price. They endured it, I can tell you. Man.
Yeah. Even as close as you can catch them there, they still, you had to pay for it.
You know? Yeah, you did.
Because the swales had to be, that's even after that wind quits blowing, you got to deal with them swales.
Mm-hmm.
And it never fails on us. We down there trying to fish in beaches, this time of year and stuff. That river's still high. You get the wind right direction for you, and you'll get there, but you'll have a swell coming from the other direction,
Right. So
and it's hard to figure out why that does that. I'd rather be wind on me than I would them swells. So, just a lot of people can't take them swells. If they're spaced out, that's fine. But them that's, stacked up pretty hard there, that's just hard, especially trying to fish a beach.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, me, that's about all the shaking. Just trying to figure out this new way of life right now. I had to go to the eye doctor yesterday, and that was a trip.
Oh, did you just go get a eye exam checkup?
Yeah, checkup. I had to, I fought that eye all year last year just about, so.
Yeah, I remember all that you went through with that one eye, but, and that made me go get a checkup almost a year ago. We're getting to the age you got to have it done, and I don't like going to doctors or any of that kind of stuff, unless something's wrong with me. And I got to be dying to do that, but that's amazing. They examined my eyes, and everything was all clear. They did the glaucoma test and the cataract test and all that junk. And
yeah.
I'm still good to go.
I wound up with a little bit of scar on that eye, and but it's all good. It all worked out good. So I didn't lose it. That was the main part. So beware of that water, guys. I'm telling you, it can bite you. As a matter of fact, the doctor was talking about he just had examined somebody just a few days ago that lost his leg to that bacteria. And so.
To Vibrio?
Yep.
When did this happen?
It'd been last year, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that first time she had saw him. I know the gentleman. And it's bad stuff. I can remember it just like it happened 10 minutes ago when it happened to me. So, I was just very fortunate.
So you got water in your eye that caused that bacteria in it?
Yes, sir.
That's nuts.
We was doing the Make the Wish kids.
Yeah.
And, we just try to go get on them juveniles and let them just catch them, all of them they can catch, And here come one of them 30 inches had to swim through and get online. And, I'm trying to help him, and I'm trying to net the fish. My glasses come off. By the time I got him in the net, he popped that tail on me and sprayed me. And I remember exactly when it happened. So, not a good thing.
Especially
I wear contacts, so that,
Oh, do you? I didn't know you wore contacts. Okay.
Yeah,
I wear
contacts. That didn't help that situation.
No, that didn't help at all, bud.
So, but, like I said, it's all good now, so. Matter of fact, yesterday was the first day that I've had a contact in my eye since last July in my right eye.
Right.
So just beware of that water, especially.
Well, thank God I was blessed with good eyes because I can't even stand to put eye drops in my eyes. I don't know how y'all put them contacts in. I'm telling you, man.
I don't have a problem with it. So
I can't stand anything in my eyes.
So, but now it's getting that time of year, you know, even in this high water and stuff, the river's coming down and speaking, you know, your Trinity's on a roar again, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw them. They got it up to almost 30,000, and I don't know how much rain's going to, you know, once all that Dallas rain gets to Livingston, I don't know what they're going to open it up to. Hey,
yeah.
You know, this 6 years running, bud. 6 years. Never seen anything like this ever.
No. Well, same thing on the Mississippi right now, you know. Good thing Mississippi is falling, but I don't know what all this rain here, which this rain here hadn't affected Mississippi, but last week there was some rain that way up there, so I don't know. We shall see. Only good thing is we got evaporation helping now, so
yeah,
that helps. But yeah, you know, that's our bunch of boys when I left the other day when I was come in and got people taken care of. Basically, loving boat. I heard a bunch of them. Yeah, man, y'all hear it? River's falling. I went laughing. There's all of them. It was all them boys. That, most of them live bait guys, and you know, them fish outside, they can get on them and catch them. And,
yeah, they don't like it when that river falls, do they?
No.
And you do. You know, you're from over this way. You know what that falling river. You know what to do.
You bet. You know, and. They don't like when them fish start that little migration on them. And,
hey, everybody loves to stack up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's fun. You know, I do too. But I just hate that river being up high and, you know, can't fish where I want fish.
People don't realize how mighty the Mississippi is. I mean, that's that river right there can hurt you. You know, and when I just cringe thinking about them duck hunters and them duck boats and stuff running the Mississippi River to get across to go hunt, you know, their ponds or wherever they're hunting, and just going, man, they just
cross it. They run down it. I mean,
well, that's what I mean. Just, you know, run down it and up it, and going, man.
Yep.
It's
something else, you know, because. Where the lodge is, you know, I'm right there by Fort Jackson, and they do have a boat ramp right there in Bois. Them mornings, that duck season opens up, I can hear them mud boats down there cranking up and going across that river, and I'm going, Jesus. And that's the worst part of the river right there, because that's that SS bend right there.
Right.
You know, the river actually flows north right there behind in front of our lodge.
Yeah, because the way that bend is, yeah.
Yep, it's crazy. You know, and so it's got some really turbulent water right there. But it is mighty. And then I saw a deal yesterday. There's somebody out of, he's somewhere in Louisiana, one of the universities. He said if they don't do something, and he said he thinks it might be too late already, within 50 years there'd be no more Delta.
All the
and
Delta.
I can believe it. All the Delta gone.
Well, they say an estimate of, you know, for the – erosion wise and all that, a football field a day, that size, that much land is lost a day in the Louisiana Delta.
Oh, I think more
or
than that.
Actually they call it the Mississippi Delta, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. So it's gonna be interesting, but they got millions and millions of dollars to it, and you know, I don't know if I told you that. Yeah, I mean, I go by one of them camps down there, and they, you can't believe the amount of equipment and barges and tugboats and stuff that got pushed in there working on a camp ramp. You know, just blows my mind. So I guess, you know, money allotted, though, goes different ways and so forth. They got to spend it the way it's allotted for.
A lot of it's wasted, though. Just
absolutely. I mean, I went to that camp four or five times last year taking duck hunters down there, you know, pulling their boat down there for them and stuff. I didn't see nothing wrong with what they had, you know, but
it
is what it is. But I'm, and you know, I got thinking about it, like that guy saying it's too late probably to do anything. I don't know if they could. I mean, you're going to have to pump miles and miles and miles.
It's hard to stop nature.
Yeah. I mean, it's from New Orleans to Venice Marina is 92 miles. So
yeah, it's to the end of the world.
You think about pumping that much sand?
That's a lot.
Locked.
That is.
I mean a lot. Yeah. So.
Well.
Anyhow.
All right, Michael. Do you have you a safe trip back and? Hope this weather gets lined out. We can get into some kind of summer pattern and get some consistency to the weather and some kind of normalcy. Good Lord, man, I've had enough.
Yeah, I'm hearing the news right now. They're talking about it popping up again this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're throwing that 50-50 chance out there. You know, yesterday was starting out, it was 20% chance.
I know. Yeah.
Look what happened. You never
tried
know.
To mow the yard. I tried to mow the yard, and I'm like, start coming to look back to the west, and I went, ooh, look at him.
Look at this bear coming. That was a bear, too.
It was.
All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to come over to Venice and lodge up and fish up. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Call me at 832-338-9376. Catch on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing, and we talked about it over the weekend. Anything from now till September the 1st, we're going to offer a 10% discount on lodging and fishing. So,
great.
Give us a call and we'll get you booked up and get you over and have some fun with a little bit of everything.
All right, Mike. It's always good, my brother. You be safe going back. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right. You too, Mickey. Later.
All right. Later, man. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over at RJ's Hunting and Fishing in Venice.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
If I was just going fishing for myself, I would go, I'd find somewhere that I like, and I probably wouldn't catch anything. But it's okay. But when you got a man paying you to do your job, the best of your ability, it doesn't mean that you're not a good guide. It means that you behind the eight ball, bro.
Well, it's like Ben and I were talking yesterday. He said, man, I feel for you, Steve. He said, but it's okay. I just wanted to get my daughter and her boyfriend out and enjoy the weather. I said, well, you could get on the ferry for that and wouldn't have to pay a dime.
You could go to Peppermint Park.
Peppermint Park.
But I said,
boy, that's going back. Gosh, dog.
But I said, here's the deal. Park. I said,
and waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Here's Vaughn to come back when you mentioned Peppermint Park. That brought back memories. He's old school like us. He goes, I'm with James. I'd rather be riding the ponies at Peppermint Park.
Hey, you know, the best thing was them fake motorcycles that you thought you was going somewhere and you just went around in a circle.
Everything is better with friends like you. There's so much to do in Peppermint Park. So won't you come along and we'll play.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 522 in the Bayou City. Let's go down to G-Town, Tiki Island, exactly. See what's up with Captain James Quag. James, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, just hanging out.
Trying to get across bay without hitting anything.
Oh, boy. Running in the dark.
It's dark. I don't know what I'm running to. I'm just running. I'm Forrest Company.
Well.
It sounded like y'all caught some fish yesterday.
Where'd you hear that?
Dude, I knew everywhere you were at. I got tired of people calling and telling me where Mickey's at. So, man, I don't care.
I put in at Thompson's. I made the grand tour, baby. I fished everything I knew to fish all the way down to your backyard. Caught them in one spot. Got lucky, landed on them. Whoopee, yeah. Well, yeah, I caught them down there. You guys are sitting on a gold mine.
Well, I wasn't sitting on that.
I had to throw that in there.
It was terrible for me. But I needed something easy and I needed something fast. And there ain't none of them things. And plus, we were about 20 minutes late. So anywhere that you were fishing, I done figured this out. I go on the bad weather day. When it says it's going to be nice and sunny and 5 to 10 knots, I ain't even going.
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be yesterday, and look how that turned out for us.
Yeah, it got crappy. But No, we didn't catch nothing, Mickey. We caught a trout and a flounder. And
well, I didn't even have a bite till 9:30.
I don't know how far I ran, but I think right there where you're fishing, I went over there Monday, and it was absolute chocolate milk, 3 foot waves, and we caught like 11 fish. And I said, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
And then I just left. But no, it's been good. I say good. You know, we're catching them. Like Sunday, nobody fished. We caught them late. Nobody went fishing. I think I saw 3 boats. And Monday, I didn't go Monday. And then Tuesday, with all that weather, we didn't see anybody. Like nobody. You go do whatever you wanted. And we caught some fish everywhere we went, you know. But like yesterday, you missed out. You just missed out. I missed out.
Well, don't feel bad. I know four excellent fishermen that put in at Thompson's, and they didn't catch a trout yesterday or a fish.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, it may have just been off. I mean, you caught them. I mean, I know people that caught them. Most everybody I know did catch them. I just didn't catch nothing. But once you start running, I went way up your way, and I went way back down my way. Once you start all that, you ain't going to catch nothing.
No, I could have saved you some gas coming up my way.
Yeah, that's why
I came down there. I said, hey, what have I got to lose? Gas is cheap right now. Let's go for it.
Oh, that guy asked me if they said, hey, man, we're going to run out of gas. I said, man, that'd be the best thing to happen to me if I ran out of gas.
Boy, that ain't no joke.
But we'll see if it's a little bit better this morning. But you can't be late.
It will be.
I mean, you can't be late. You know, where I've been catching a lot of fish, you fished there with me before.
Well, where I'm catching them, they ain't going to bite till you get there anyway. I tried all that early bird yesterday morning, pre-dawn, jump out, and it just didn't happen for me till, you know, 9:30. But I just landed on some fish, too.
Yeah, you got a thin window right there, bro, before that tide starts cranking. When that tide starts cranking, they get hard to catch.
Well, what happened is that tide was ripping, and the way I was anchored up with a crosswind, a cross current, I mean, nothing was right. And you're going, you're just not going to catch them. But I got a bite, so I put the anchor out, and John got a bite. And then he backlashed his old... Little John's laying on the bottom, and he gets that little backlash out, and that fish swam off with his bait. So we figured it out. I mean, you had to tickle shells. You weren't going to get a bite up in the water column when it hits the water halfway down. You had to be on the bottom, practically under the bottom, to get a bite. It was crazy. Yeah. If you get in a spot where you wouldn't hang up on shell, you could just let it sit on the bottom and dead stick it, and they'd just pick it up and swim off with it.
Man, it's
crazy.
Weird. That's like Sunday. Them fish kind of went off again about 10 o'clock. You know, we had already caught them, but they went off again. But it was a weird bite. It was a Dana Bailey special. Flat line, then they just pump it. And they just kill it. And then
Dana
start
Bailey
again.
Special.
When you started back, they was looking to pile on. We did Monday. We went to get off that stuff Monday. We caught fish everywhere we went. You know, some we didn't lean on them. Get 6 or 7 or where you go. I've got
you got any, right there, you got any wind down there this morning?
It's less than 10, but it's right at 10.
Yeah, it's weird. Right. Up in the bay, it's calm, but on the beachfront, it's like 17 and 21.
Yeah, I saw the jetty. It was smoking.
Yeah, it's right now it's 21 at the North Jetty.
Well, it'll get here. It won't take long.
It's only 10 at the pass.
It might be 10. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's showing 10 at the pass.
Well, I had a good offshore for cameraman left yesterday. They left about 11 o'clock. They were already fishing it. At 4 o'clock, they were already fishing, so they pumped it. There goes, here we go. There went a boat just went by me. Blue line and the radio blaring at 5:30 in the morning.
There you go. I tell you, that's how to roll nowadays, buddy.
Yeah. The weather ain't bad enough for me. We need some more storms.
Well, you got a 50-50 chance of getting them this afternoon, they're saying.
Man, I got next level there yesterday afternoon.
Hey, I want to tell you what. I'm glad I came in when I did. You know, we went red fishing. You know, I was trying to find anywhere I could get a bite. I did catch two trout up my way, working my way back, but no reds. And you could just kind of feel it in the air, you know. You knew something was brewing and something was coming. So we went in to clean fish and went home. I backed in, and 30 minutes later, God showed up. Boy, it was nasty.
Well, something started sucking, you know, something was sucking that wind because it wasn't supposed to be but like 5 knots.
Right.
And I'm like, man, there's something somewhere that's drawing this wind up, dude. Something.
Well, somewhere. I hope everybody made it in safe.
Man, been caught them offshore. They ain't pretty. We probably had, I don't know, 50-mile-an-hour winds, straight line.
Yeah, I was showing, they were showing some gusts down your way at 70 yesterday, too. You know, they were showing
really?
That on. Yeah, it got pretty sporty. Boyd's got, they lost a whole roof.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that terrible?
It went medieval on Boyd's. Boyd's, I saw that. Was terrible, man. All right, buddy, I better roll out here, man.
All right, my friend. Well, James, good luck to you. And well, hey, you know, blind hog finds an acorn every now and then.
Oh, yeah, I doubt that.
As little, as I fish anymore, I don't deserve that, but I'll take it. Well, somebody wants to come down and go to the bottom with you and catch them up. How do they call you, Plog?
Call, buddy. 409-771-7306.
James, be safe.
All right, Mick. Thanks, buddy.
Good luck. Catch them up. All right, bud. See you, man. All right, take care. All right, that's Captain James Plog down at Tiki Island. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. We all know about the charge account at the tackle shop. Can't get enough of it. All right, 538 here in the Bayou City. Let's head over east of town now. Let's go over to Hackberry Rod and Gun over there on the big lake of Calcasieu. See what's going on with Captain Kirk Stanzel this morning. Kirk, what's up?
Oh, man. Another pretty day.
Living a dream over there.
Living the dream. You got that right. we had a big time storm come through last night. Or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that's the one that came through us and just, y'all should have had one night before last, too. Or was it Monday night? Monday evening.
We had two nights in a row. Actually, three in a row we had.
Yeah.
And they were tough ones, but the daytime's been beautiful, been real nice.
Yeah.
With light winds, and it was, and the fishing was decent. Wasn't great, just decent. I mean, a couple boats came in with limits. For the most part, you know, to fish a boat.
Well,
mixing reds and trout.
Yeah, I see y'all are catching reds over there. You know, my old buddy over at Sabine Lake, old Bill, he's having a tough time on reds. He's catching trout good. He's just not getting his reds like he's always able to depend on. And he just hadn't ran across them yet. I know you guys have been getting them pretty good.
Yeah, well, most of them been back in the marshes, hadn't been in the lake too much.
Uh-huh.
They've done a little, but, you know, and normally – when those shads show up, you know, we're starting to get the big balls of menhaden show up, and that's when the redfish usually follow them, but we hadn't seen them.
Right.
Not any number, you know, one here, one there. And we've had these big tides this week, so they're pretty good in the marsh, trout and redfish, and with a few nice flounder with them. I went, what is today?
Today's Thursday.
Okay. I mixed up. I went Monday and Tuesday. Yesterday I brought my wife. She had to have some mouth surgery, so I brought her to do that. And then, but fishing was good. I, you know, just throwing all artificial for me. I've been throwing that little John.
That's what I called him on yesterday. The old purple little John, man. How do you go wrong with one of those?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know, I'm a firm believer, you know, with this water, you know, we've had stained water for so long and all this off-colored mess I have to fish in all the time. And I believe that sin in there is the key to that bait. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It has to be, because you can throw something that's not sin and it won't do as well.
You're exactly right. Time to get out the smelly jelly and the Procure.
That's it. we're supposed to have about 3 days of north wind starting tomorrow. And
they're showing north 10 to 15 over here in the morning, so
yeah,
we are going to.
I'm hoping we'll get some clean water come in and get on the beachfront, you know, like maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow might be iffy, but Saturday should be good on the beachfront.
Boy, you and a million people have been praying for a north wind, but now they've already changed it since I went on air. It was north. Now they're calling for northeast 5 to 10 tonight and 10 to 15 tomorrow with northeast.
Yeah.
So.
And, there's been plenty. There's been fish. The few days we've been able to get on the jetties, there's been plenty of redfish there. And,
right.
And some trout showing up on the jetties. I'm looking forward. We might even cheat and ease out some of those rigs if it's slick enough.
Yeah, Bill was saying somebody he knew tried the short rigs and they didn't do any good, which, you know, water's still not hot enough yet, I don't think, but the green water did show up at his jetties and there was a few trout caught there, so it's late May, early June. That's usually when y'all's jetties, those trout really show up good, man.
That's when they start showing up. But, it's funny. You're talking about those rigs offshore. I never go to the west early in the year, May and June. I always go east. We get them to the east. Over toward Johnson Bayou, we always do better later in the summer.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, it's like those fish move east to west for whatever reason.
Right. Well, y'all can send plenty my way. Don't let them stop at Calcasieu and Sabine. Send a few to Galveston. We'll take don't want. Just send them on over. We'll take care of them for
all right,
you.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Since we only have a 5-fish limit, we won't knock that big a dent in them.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of talk, about changing limit over here. We talked about that earlier in the year. They was, a push for it. But they have dropped that because of the COVID deal. They don't want that.
Boy, COVID, it saved a lot of stuff and ruined a lot of stuff.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. No doubt. But, and there was also talk about changing flounder regulations here, doing something about that. And all this happened after the freeze, after 5 years of fresh water, you just don't have the spawn you normally have when salinities are high. And, the fish are back now. I mean, we're catching good numbers of fish. They're not monsters, but they're good keepers, good solid fish. A lot of 15, 18-inch trout.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a good sign there, man.
Yeah. But we should have a decent day today. The wind's down. It's out of the east. Dan is blowing out there about 7-8 miles an hour.
Right? Yeah, I'm looking on my fish weather, and y'all are a lot calmer over that way.
Okay.
We got a due south this morning, pretty much anywhere from, along the coast, it's 17 to 21 there at the jetties, and then inland, farther north you go, the calmer it gets in the bay complex.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's nice here, it's not flat, but yesterday it was funny. Of course, it was a light west wind. Of course, being here at the lodge early in the morning, it was beautiful. But I talked to all the guides that came in. They said it was kind of choppy because, it just seemed calm because where I was on this lee side.
Right.
And I think that's what slowed the bike down a little bit. But a bit of west wind kind of shuts their mouths a little bit.
It does. That's what I had yesterday. It started out west kind of light, and then as the morning went on, it progressed. It went more southwest and a little bit harder. And
but we love throwing into that sun.
Oh, yeah. Put your block on. Put your mask yep. on. Block up and mask up and look into the sun all morning.
Yeah.
What color Little John's are you? What color Little John's are you throwing?
I'm throwing watermelon red.
Watermelon red. Imagine that.
And you know, it's funny. I mainly throw a 3/16 jig head. Mm-hmm. If you get into birds, you need to go to a 1/4 ounce and fish on the bottom.
Right.
The trout are deep, and they you know, the shrimp must be down deep, and they're chasing them to the top.
Isn't that funny?
You know, yeah, because normally when you're working birds, you're like, I can click that reel, work the surface, you know, the upper
sure.
part of the water column. And that's not happening like that. Just let that baby go down.
You know, yesterday, every fish we caught, you had to tickle the bottom. You had to take it over that shell and try to keep from getting hung up. But, you know, you had to have it on the bottom to catch them. You know, well, I don't know how many jig heads we broke off. You just had to do it.
Yeah. If that's the way they want it, you got to do it. You got to sacrifice some lures.
That's it. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
A couple of weeks ago, the fish were way up in the water column. You know, you're able to catch them on lilies and hot rods, or you know, a tail with a 1/16 ounce head on. And now you gotta tickle the bottom. We didn't have any other kind of bite of top water or lily or anything yesterday. And that's what's good about the Little John. You can go to a lighter head with it, and you can get it to the bottom quick. The sink rate on it's a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Those things are dense. You can chunk them. You know, they're real dense. And, you know, and that is such a non-looking bait, you know. I mean, it just looks like nothing. But it catches fish.
I remember when they came out with them. You know, Mary Lewis sent me a bunch of them, and I'll go, man, what kind of bait is this? What is this all about?
Yeah, and, they sent us a bunch. We
I put one on. First cast I made with one, I caught a 5-pound trout, and I said, you know, there may be something to this. And I, you know, what do I know? And it turned out to be.
For a year, Mickey.
They look like long suppositories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that bait, and I'm going, man, because, you know, there's no, there. It's just like a slug. You know, with a tapered tip on it, and, you know, it's cylindrical, it's round, there's no wrong way to put it on. You know, you just take it up past the bend of the hook, pull it through, and run it on up, and you're good
just
to
make
go.
Sure it's on there straight.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about a hook groove or a slit or anything to deal with, and a back, it's all the same, and what a bait that's turned out to be. Jesus.
Yeah, it's been a good one. I mean, I got a boatload of them. Of course, I still use paddle tails too, and but you know, I always, if it's tough, I'm gonna go to that Little John.
Me too. It's a go-to. Never leave home without it.
That's right.
Well, how's y'all's business? Is everything picking up now? We're trying to get around, you know, and behind this old COVID junk, and things picking up for y'all.
Yeah, things are. We've had the last 3 weeks, we've been real busy.
Good.
And a lot, you know, not much corporate business, company business.
No, I think we're not going to see much of that this year, corporate stuff.
I think you're right. It's all families, you know, husband, wife, kids, whatever, and buddies showing up. That's what it's been.
Right. Well, we'll get through it. We've been through worse things, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen a lot over the years. How long y'all been in business over there? As long as I can remember.
Well, you know, Terry started it in 75.
Right.
And I came in and started doing it in 79. That's when he started to put the second boat in the water. And then, you know, it just kind of grew from there. And been doing it since then.
Y'all been there a while, man.
Yeah,
I remember coming over there and fishing with Terry. That guy was something else, man.
He had a leg amputated.
What did he get, that Vibrio?
No, he got the gangrene. He fell out of a boat over in Florida. He always fished barefoot, cut his foot. You know, he had some problems with diabetes. And then the gangrene got in. They took his right leg off right below the knee.
Man.
He got cut in April, and they took it off in October.
Man, oh, man.
Well, he's,
so
he's
he
real
fought that.
Now.
He fought that a long time then, from April to October.
Yeah, he did. And
well, bless his heart.
Yeah, he's still guiding over in Chuckalusky.
And, has he got a wooden leg like Captain Hook or something, a peg leg?
No, I think he's got the titanium one now.
He got it. He's like Lieutenant Dan, and he's got the titanium alloy.
That's right. That's it.
Oh, God. I'd like to see him again. He was a fun guy to cut up with, man.
It's nonstop. Nonstop with him.
He is a character.
But,
we did those... Years ago, it was me and Terry. Remember a guy down there in Chalmette, Louisiana? What was his name? Terry.
Was it Stu Shear?
What was his name? He was friends with Terry. Well, we all teamed up. It was myself, Blaine, Doug Bird, Bob Fuston, and Terry. And then, golly, what was that guy's name? A nice guy. From Chalmette, he guided down there. And,
wasn't Calvin Dufresne, was it?
No. Seemed like his name was Terry. Well, anyway, we had a seminar group. We called it the Lone Star Pro Team. And I remember Blaine and I went over and fished with Terry one time. Stayed there in Hackberry at the lodge, and that's when we introduced him to Jumping Menace. And then Terry came down. Terry came down to Port Mansfield, and we did a TV show with Neil McKinney. Remember when he was with Berkeley back in the day?
Yeah, I do remember.
And the host that normally did that show, he couldn't be there, so Neil McKinney, you know, guest hosted the TV show for us to shoot down there. And, boy, we had a blast. And
the good old days.
Oh, yeah. Those were just in, and Terry was just, he was like, you know, being in school, the class clown, man.
that guy was something else. Stories. He loved the camera or microphone. He wanted it in front of him.
Well, anyway, if somebody wants to come over to Hackberry Rod and Gun, give them some info so they can get over there and get in on some of this good fishing, man. It's cranking up.
Yeah, man. June, probably one of our best months. It's 888-762-3391, Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com. Check
all
out
right.
Our live cam today. Yeah, man, see what's coming to the dock.
All right, Kirk. Hey, tell all the boys hello, and always a pleasure talking to you, man. Take care.
Same here, Mickey. You take
care. Okay, Kirk. See you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. All right, that's Captain Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. That's all the time we have for today's show. But we'll be back bright and early in the morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.